The Green River Festival has hosted dozens of legendary performers from many genres of music, from folk to indie rock, reggae to Cajun and Zydeco, alt country to blues, and everything in between. This year's festival takes place July 13th through the 15th at Greenfield Community College in Greenfield, Massachusetts, and hosts a celebration of world-class music, great local food, beer, and wine, a handmade craft fair, family games and activities, and four hot air balloon launches and a balloon glow. Jim Olson is the president and co-founder of Signature Sounds Presents, and he joins us now to tell us more about this year's Green River Festival. Jim, welcome back to the roundtable.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Nice to be here.
The festival kicks off in a couple of days. How pressured are you right now? How much do you have going on as you're about to head over to the community college to get this all started up?
Oh, there is just about a million details in my head of little things that have to happen. There's a lot of moving parts to a festival like this, so it's tricky. But this is our 32nd year, and it always seems to fall together just fine, you know, when it happens. So.
Do you have to work on it all year?
It has become that, yes. We start booking bands in late August, early September for the following year. I know that's crazy, but that's just the way it is.
This year's lineup is absolutely fantastic. How are the bands selected? How do you put together the lineup for the festival?
It is a giant jigsaw puzzle. We always have a huge wish list, and really it carries over from year to year. And you try to sort of check people off the wish list. And I go see a lot of live music and attend a lot of other festivals, so I'm always finding new things that way and try to find bands that I think our audience will like, and including that in the mix. And, you have a lot of targets. We probably talk to the agents for a couple hundred artists. And what it comes down to are the conversations that worked. So it's very competitive now in the summer festival field. There are so many music festivals around the country. And our weekend alone, I know of at least a dozen other music festivals that would book similar bands to us. So there's a little competition that goes on as well.
I am sure that you're excited about all of it, but tell us about some of the acts you're particularly psyched are coming to Green River this year.
Well, I'm very excited about our world music component this year. Really got ramped up with some really interesting music. We have a fantastic band from Nigeria, Femi Kuti, who's Fela Kuti's son.
Mm-hmm.
He and his 14-piece band, The Positive Force, are just amazing, and they don't really tour in the U.S. very often. You know, it's only every 4 or 5 years, so we are very excited to catch them. We have performers from 5 different continents this year. We have Anna Kiju from Chile. We have a wonderful Latin music stage on Friday night that features the orchestra Acaban from Cuba, and just performers from all over the U.S. and really all over the world converging on little old Greenfield, Mass.
Are there any tricky considerations in getting people from other countries in the area in time, or are they groups that are used to international travel and kind of take care of that themselves?
They're used to international travel. There's always a chance something might happen, especially in this day and age. But we have faith that, all of these bands, when they do come here, they generally come for a long period of time and play a lot of shows. So the planning starts very far in advance.
Josh Ritter, friend of the program, is playing on Friday night. And he, of course, has a long history with Signature Sounds and with you.
Yes, he played the festival the first time as a complete unknown in 2001. Nobody knew who he was, and he came back in 2014 and headlined our Sunday, and we just loved Josh, so we brought him back this year for Friday night.
And I am extremely excited. One of my very, very favorite bands that doesn't come around our region too often, or at least not while I've been paying attention, Dr. Dog, is playing on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's an example of a band that we've been trying to have for a few years now, and it's hasn't worked out until now, and we're really excited about it, too. I can't recall a Western Mass performance by them, I don't think many people here have seen them.
You also, the festival, a very cool part of the festival, every part of it is pretty cool, but you're really kind of eco-conscious festival. Why is that important, and how do you put that forward as you get ready?
Well, we are and just a beautiful part of the world. The Pioneer Valley in the summertime is gorgeous. We have a wonderful home, Greenfield Community College. It's hosted us for 32 years. And, you know, we feel in this day and age, it's really important to walk the walk and, you know, leave a festival site the way you found it. And, you know, we have some great partners in helping us be green. A couple of years ago, we were approached by Clean Canteen. And we have eliminated all plastic water bottles at our festival. Not even the performers. No one has them. Everyone uses reusable bottles, and all of our food vendors use compostable containers and forks. And we have very little waste at the end of the weekend, and we're really proud of that.
And speaking of food, how does that component of the festival come together? How do you select and request the attentions of the food and beer and wine vendors that show up?
We are very fortunate that we live in a part of the world where there are a lot of great restaurants and a lot of great food vendors, and over the years we've just sort of curated this group that the ones that we really love we have back from year to year, and we're up to 30-something food vendors in just about every category of food you could want, from pizza and hamburgers to, you know, wonderful vegan specialties and all kinds of ethnic food. I'm a huge fan of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. That's a big inspiration for us. And one of the reasons for that is that their food offerings are so fantastic, and we're trying to follow suit with that.
You also have a craft fair component. How does that come together, and what can people expect from that?
Wonderful area for art, and we have a great curator for our Maker's Market, and you're just going to find really great, really locally made crafts, things that work at a festival setting. You know, you won't find huge pieces of art, but lots of great clothing and jewelry and photography and painting and such. So,
and then, of course, something we haven't mentioned yet is the hot air balloons.
Yes.
Remind me how hot air balloons became part of your music festival, or if it was the reverse.
Exactly. The music became part of a hot air balloon festival way back in the 1980s. The thing about ballooning in the Northeast is it's not the most predictable. It's not like the big balloon fairs out west where they have such great weather for it.
Right. The conditions have to be just right to go up.
They have to be just right. And Ann Hamilton, the original organizer of this festival, loved the hot air balloons. But they couldn't always go up, so she needed some other entertainment, and in came the music. And over the years, we've struck a balance between the balloons and the music. But we love having them there. You know, we offer tethered balloon rides if you don't want to go all the way up. We have two great balloon glows at night on Friday and Saturday night. It's like a light show with the balloons that happen, and it's you got to bring your camera. It's pretty spectacular.
It really is. It's very beautiful. And then just one more element I want to hit before I let you get on with your day is that it's family-friendly. There's lots of stuff for families to do, for children to do while they're there.
Absolutely. Kids 10 and under are free. We have a wonderful kids' art tent called the Art Garden. We have a games area that's just sort of homemade games. We have kids' performers. We have the Flying High Frisbee Dogs, which kids love, and a Mardi Gras parade. And we really, you know, we want our festival to appeal to everyone, and we want families to be able to bring their kids and let them run around, because that's what kids want to do. So, and kids 10 and under are free on Friday evening. Everyone 19 and under are free. So we want the next generation of festival goers to come experience the fest. So for our Friday evening, 19 and under are free.
The Green River Festival takes place at Greenfield Community College Friday, July 13th through Sunday, July 15th, featuring Michael Franti and Spearhead, Old Crow Medicine Show, Dr. Dog, Josh Ritter, I'm With Her, Deer Tick, and many, many, many other excellent performers. Jim, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much, and have a great time at the festival.
You too, sir. Thanks so much.
The Green River Festival takes over Greenfield Community College in Greenfield, Massachusetts this Friday through Sunday. Full festival and Saturday passes are sold out, but there are tickets available for Friday and Sunday. To learn more, visit greenriverfestival.com. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.